Make sure you stick around to the end so that you can find out how to win yourself a pair of two floor seats to see Sam Smith at his concert in Montreal this month.
Wet bag bread. What
Nope,
are the
you're good. You don't gotta join nothing, Chioma. You got your mic right there, so you just gotta put it to your supple little lips. And you gotta say hello. Welcome back to the Empty Thoughts podcast.
Hello, welcome back to the Empty Talk Podcast.
See. Chioma.
Hi, welcome back to the Empty Thoughts Podcast.
Thank you for coming back, Chioma.
Anytime.
We're hanging out today a bit before we go into work, and we're recording
Yeah.
to kill some time. Do you know Ariana Grande? Are
Yeah, I do.
you a fan?
Nah, not really. Like, I like some of her songs, like Thank You Next,
That's a classic.
yeah, and the one she sang with Nicki Minaj.
Side to Side.
Yeah, side to side,
Yep,
yeah.
that's another classic. Are
Yeah.
you keep you don't really keep up with like celebrity gossip, do you? I mean, you're on TikTok.
For Ariana Grande, like it was
So
everywhere.
you know what's going on. What are
Yes.
your thoughts on that?
To be very honest, like, because it's not like I saw it against my will, right? So I didn't really process it like too much. But now that I'm talking about it, I feel okay, the first thing I saw was she and her partner are going through a divorce. Then I saw the partner said something about her, like, because she has so many followers and he's not like
He's just not used to that like level of fame.
exactly.
They got together during like the pandemic.
Yes. So now like, I just feel like that was a very dumb thing to say, because who doesn't know Ariana? Like,
Totally.
see her following.
Totally.
Like, what did you expect?
Yep.
That was so dumb. But I also, because I told you I didn't give much thought to it, right? But now I'm seeing things like she was actually cheating on him
Yeah.
with someone, with a married man,
Someone
and
else that was also married. And
yes.
they're working together on a film. So what are your thoughts on it? Like, what do you think? Do you think that like it's a good move? Is she a girl's girl? Would you trust her around like your man?
No.
No? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't, because I like her, but that's like a low thing to do. Like,
Yeah. It's so
yeah.
shady.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess right now it's kind of like still all speculation, but really not, because the man in this whole mess, his wife or ex, soon to be ex-wife or whatever, has come out and said like, oh, like he ditched his family or whatever, and it's so shady because Ariana like had hung out with us and our newborn so many times or whatever, and it's just like, oh my god,
Yeah.
like, and she has like a history of like stealing men.
Yeah, I
She like
saw
took Pete Davidson from his girlfriend,
that.
and then also took like Naya Riviera's man, Big Sean. And I mean,
Yeah.
like, of course, like the men are equally to blame in these situations,
Yeah.
and I wouldn't typically blame the woman because like a man can't just be taken. Like, he
Yeah.
has to want to leave, right?
Yeah, exactly.
To a certain extent. And but it's a trend, and she has like a level of fame and like power and stuff. The dynamic, I think she uses that to kind of get whoever she wants.
Yeah, true.
She already, from what I've gathered, actually no, this is like she her publicist or someone put out a statement and said that she's given him space to work on his divorce or whatever's happening. So she's already dumped his ass. That's a different way of saying, that's like a veiled way of saying like we're done, because they couldn't
Yeah.
handle the pressure from the public, right?
Yeah.
So he threw away his wife of 10 plus years. They've been together since like high school.
Yeah, I saw
They just had a
that.
baby last August,
Yeah.
not even a year old yet.
And I mean, like, when they liked the posts, when like when she when they when she posted like her baby, he
Yeah.
like that's crazy.
So crazy, so shady, so sad. So he threw that all away, like for what? Like 15 minutes of fame? I don't know. Like, I mean, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, especially for someone like of her status and level. Yeah,
it's embarrassing for her because now, like, if there's, it's just like she's been, I mean, like, she's shown, proven numerous times over the years that, like, she is shady and that she's rude and whatever else, right? But this is just like further proof, and I'm just waiting for her to go on like her Good America or Good Morning America like TV show tour, apologizing, and then everyone's gonna forgive her, kind of like they did with like the donut situation. I mean, like, and everyone, like, from the outside, like, just saying like she liked a donut, it sounds so stupid. Like, why would she get canceled for that? But
yeah,
it's like her like being rude to the service worker that's like trying to help her, and like just like all of the things that she said and the way that she spoke to people.
Sure.
And then the videos that came out like a year ago of her and her now soon to be ex-husband and their friends mocking Native Americans, and
I never saw that.
You ever saw that? I'll show you like when we
pause,
like in between segments. I'll show you because and that's what I mean, like her team's really good at like burying it and making people forget, because I think after she did that, she like came out with her album Position super quickly, right? Or something like that. So my thoughts on that are, if the rumors are true, Ariana needs to check herself and figure out what she's doing, because I mean, it's just not a good look.
It's giving low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem, which is, I mean, I feel like it's a given. I mean, like, of course she's like a pop star and she has so many people that like love her, but at the same time, like, she has so many people that are shitting on her and picking on her body and everything, like how people do on the internet and stuff, right? And those comments, as a human, obviously stick
more than the good ones. So,
I mean, the low self-esteem, like, that's a given, but like, girl, you don't need this. Have you seen him?
I know, right?
Oh my god. I like literally was like, he looks like some Pee Wee Herman ass, like, you know what I mean? Like, holy god. Or I don't even know. And I see people posting photos of like Frankie Grande next to him, which is Ariana's brother, her little gay brother there, or he's older, but he's like a little man. They're posting side by sides and they look identical. So so I think someone commented like, oh, she must have saw the Frankie side by side photos. So we're gonna quickly just kind of take a little break here and ease into the next segment, but while we do that, I'm gonna show you the video of her mocking Native Americans, and then I'm gonna show you Frankie Grande, a couple of his just a few things I think you should see about him, like, just like in the media.
I've never heard about him once now.
You've never heard of him?
No.
Yeah, and I mean, that's okay, because, like, it's Frankie. You know what I mean? Who has? Yeah. But okay, guys, stick around.
Yeah.
All right. So we've seen the video, the short clip of Ari mocking Native American culture. What are your thoughts?
It's crazy. Like, she's so immature. Like, as immature as her. That was so immature. Now, you get to show me Frankie, her brother.
Yeah, no, I'm about to definitely show some Frankie up in here. But I want to kind of, like, live. I want to, because your reaction to the clip was just so funny. I was like, you know what? We should have just gotten that on live there. There he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I guess he covers some of Ariana's music.
Starting in 3, 2, 1, now. What the hell?
So this is Frankie Grande.
The fuck? What? What the hell?
That's all I think you need to see, to be completely honest. Thoughts? So that's Ariana Grande, oh my god, Grande's brother.
It's weird.
I think they're like fully related, like not like no adoption.
Yeah.
I don't see any resemblance really besides like real slender.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like that. Well, it looks.
He looks good.
No. He looks ugly.
Oh, he looks not good. Well, I just find him to be like
weird.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean,
like, this video was obviously like, you know, you felt like you had no choice but to think he's weird because like this is a very strange video. But I don't know. Like, he's just a strange person. So Ari, get your shit in check.
Yeah.
Your humor is just like not funny.
No.
Also, stop with the dark, dark, dark self-tanner. I just found out like 2 years ago that Ariana Grande is actually not black.
She's what?
She's not black.
Blonde?
Black.
Black?
Yeah.
Of course she's not black. She doesn't... She, like...
No, like, marmalade is jelly. Like a jam.
Oh.
You've never heard of marmalade? Lady Marmalade. I don't know if it's even... I don't know. I need coffee. I'm tired.
I know.
What do you put on toast in Nigeria?
Butter.
Yeah.
Jelly.
There you go.
Oh.
Jam. That's marmalade.
Yeah. Yeah. We call it jam. Yeah. We have pink. We have orange.
Yep. Orange would be marmalade.
Oh yeah, because
I think
that's the only two we have.
I think, I don't know.
Yuki, but, yeah, I saw a TikTok video where someone said, how do you make, where do does marmalade come from? And it said orange.
Yeah. Ooh, I've never had marmalade.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had it, but it's been a very long time.
Do you like it?
Not really.
Yeah. No. I just feel like I don't like orange flavored things. Mm. I mean, like, I love an orange. I like orange pop. I like orange juice, but I don't like orange flavored chocolate. I think that's like an abomination. It's gross. Like, I can't with that. And also just like other orange flavored things.
Jolly, I don't like any orange tea apart. I don't like any, like, the only juice I like is Fruitopia strawberry.
Glastonbury?
Yeah, like Fruitopia strawberry. That's the only juice I like.
Yeah. So who's like the most famous celebrity in Nigeria?
For Afrobeats. Is like Davido and Wizkid are like one of the top two, and Burna Boy, like the top three.
Burna Boy,
yeah.
I've heard of that person.
Yeah, so like at the top three, and like their fans are like
fans.
Yeah, the fans of like Burna Boy, Davido, and Wizkid are crazy. Like,
I'm sure if what we call stans here.
We call it fans.
You're familiar with that, aren't you?
Huh?
Well, there's fans, and then there's stans. Like, stans Ooh. Are people that are, like, obsessed. Mm-hmm. They go crazy. They be mm-hmm. at, like, the restaurant waiting outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so, like, I think that's what you're referring yeah. to, maybe.
It's crazy back there, like, the stans, oh my goodness. Because, like, if a Nigerian comes on here right now, and they hear that I said Davido is the best.
He is the best?
For me, Davido is the best.
Well, I want you to show me some music. I'm always showing you music, like, and against your will most of the time too. You know what I mean? I'm always showing you music, and like,
yeah.
I would like to hear like the music that you listen to and the music you grew up on, even if it's like not like something I'm used to. I'm still interested to hear it.
So she would play it on like TV, or, like.
Well, we can, but the thing is, we have to be careful whose Spotify we're logged into, because True. We could get. Punished
True.
For subscribing to the podcast on someone else's account.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe one of these I'll show you some songs that I like. Well, yeah, like people will say Whiskey is the best, some people will say Burna Boy is the best, some people say Davido is the best, and they'll be like fighting, like insulting each other, like on DMs. Like, it's what? Crazy. Like, it's yeah, just crazy in Nigeria.
People get really like possessive, and they try to gatekeep their
yeah.
favorite artists by like, and by that I mean like they like try to like, oh, like I like their song, like, you know what I mean, like yeah. I don't know how to describe
like,
it.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was part of them with Davido, like,
you were
in like 2019 2020. Like, a friend of mine who like we're three, Genevieve, Oluchi, and me, we love Davido so much. So if like we post something, let me, Whiskey had like a scandal or something, but Whiskey had three baby mamas.
Oh.
Yeah, and
he has three baby mamas?
Yeah, and he has one kid with one, like one, then two kids with like the one he's currently with right now. They're all boys. So the first one, we feel like we felt he was not like taking care of that one properly because he was no longer with like their mom, mm-hmm. and like felt like it was deadbeat. So when that scandal came out, then we like posted it on our WhatsApp status.
Yeah.
And his fans were like eating us up, and we spent hours insulting them. Like, oh, it was so personal.
Oh, that's awful.
Like some at times we leave insulting Wizkid and Davido. Like, and start insulting ourselves. Like, you're a fool. Like, f you. Like,
oh my goodness.
Like, I'm no longer that obsessed with like anyone again.
We don't like that behavior. I had to go to the soundboard because I was thinking like, no, we're not about that. We don't bully unless the person's a bitch, then we'll bully you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
you're asking. And this was when I was a teenager, like a very long time ago.
Yeah. No, when I was a teenager, I was definitely like that. Like, I was like that too. I got really obsessed. My artist mm-hmm. that I protected fiercely and was obsessed with was Lady Gaga.
Yeah, oh, Lady Gaga, yeah.
So, but I'm also from a different generation than you.
Yeah.
For those of you that are listening, we're trying to get the kids on the pod in a sense, you know, like mm-hmm. the teens. So we have Chioma over here. Chioma was born after 9/11. She wasn't even a blimp in the imagination at that point. So I was obviously born, you know, well before 9/11. Yeah. I'm just going to use that as a point of reference and we'll let people's minds wander. But we have vast opinions here on the podcast.
Yeah, we do. That.
Yeah. I don't know. So David Doe. Okay. So you grew up knowing Britney Spears?
I've heard of her, but I don't know any of her songs.
Okay. So, like, I guess my question, like, before, like, okay, who was, like, big when you were growing up? Like, before you were a teenager, like, did you have any big pop stars? Like, any mm-hmm. big, like, actors or actresses? Like, was celebrity culture, like, big where you were from in Nigeria, or?
Yeah, like, very big in Nigeria, like, even, like, most of, like, like, I think when we were growing up, it was Nicki Minaj.
Love Nicki Minaj. We're big. We're barbs. Yeah, we're barbs.
Then personally for me, it was Nicki Minaj and Juice WRLD.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah.
See, Nicki Minaj is, in my opinion, a wonderful, yeah. wonderful role model.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's made some shady decisions over the years. And yeah. She kind of associates with some not so wonderful people,
yeah,
or even supports them, but like just kind of like as a young female,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't a young female, but I mean I could imagine as a young female, like mm-hmm. it would be really empowering to see her mm-hmm. as a role model, or to have her as a role model, because yeah. she's always worked really hard.
Yeah,
she's always like, I just remember like it was probably about 10 years ago now, maybe even more, she was like on Twitter like paying for her fans' debt and like schooling and stuff. Yeah, like, isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, that's unheard of. Like, that's just like who she is.
Yeah,
like, she's like, go to school. Like, yeah. I just love her. And she's funny as hell.
Yeah.
She's funny as hell. When she got like that video of her downloading Snapchat and going mm-hmm. on Snapchat for the first time is mm-hmm. so fucking funny. Like, oh my god, like, she's just so unintentionally funny.
Yeah,
and I think we talk about this like every episode, mm-hmm. but or bring it up at least once every episode. But she has a new album coming out in November.
Really?
Pink Friday too. So,
ever since like maybe last year, I lost interest in it.
See, that's yes, no, in music or just Nicki?
Mostly Nicki.
No, that's okay. That's fine. You know what? You're not alone there. So did I.
Mm-hmm.
I found her to be just gimmicky at this point, like in that point in her career, like she was like, I just didn't like who she was associating with, who she was putting music out with, like that.
And if you check her way, I feel like her song style changed.
Yeah, exactly, totally. Yeah. I think she was trying to get on like the
pop.
Yeah, like she was, yeah. I don't know what she was doing there.
I don't know what she was doing.
And I didn't like that super freaky girl song.
Yeah,
it was a massive song for her, mm-hmm. but I have high hopes. The reason why I talk about this album and I'm kind of like talking about it a lot on every episode is mm-hmm. because Pink Friday, like that album, like is her debut album. Like that's mm-hmm. the album that like I grew up on with her and like mm-hmm. and sorry, I was just making sure your mic was still on there. So like I just have high hopes. Like I just feel like if she's gonna, that's a high bar.
Yeah.
That's a really high bar. And I feel mm-hmm. like if she's going to call it Pink Friday too, then it's going to be bringing that nostalgia. It's going to be like that classic Nicki sound that like, we grew up on and we loved.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just think that is like, just like what she needs.
Yeah, that's what she
because
needs.
Because she's losing us.
Yeah.
She's losing us. And it's because she's just like, I don't know, she's following. She's not being the leader. She's usually the leader. She's usually the one that's like breaking boundaries and stuff for other artists. And
Like Nicki and Ice Spice has nothing in common.
Like, people are saying that Ice Spice is the new Nicki Minaj, and I 100% disagree. I disagree. I don't find that Ice Spice, her come up has been natural at all. I find that like she's one the definition of an industry plant. She's she's been out for like a month, like a year. I barely even know any of her music or who she is. I think that's like to, and nobody does.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who she is. And she's like on Taylor Swift's record.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, no. That's she's an industry plant.
Like, she's.
Yeah, sorry guys, we just had to. There was a little disturbance there. Yeah, so she was on the Taylor Swift record and it wasn't well. You just have to push the button like very quickly and it's back. Yeah, there you go, girl. Like, Chioma, they don't have mini mics in Nigeria either. Yeah,
so, I never used one.
No, yeah, this is like my first time using like a mini mic too. Well, besides last night.
Yeah.
It's convenient as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I still like I like my other mics too, but I just find this is like easier for being on the go. So Ice Spice, I don't think she's the new Nicki Minaj. I don't think that there will ever be another Nicki Minaj because just the way that she, I don't know, like I just feel like she opened the doors that need to be opened. Like nobody else needs to do that, so there's not going to be another Nicki Minaj. Like she's paved the way for these other people to kind of come in and make like, songs like WAP and
it's like when the same
like, actually, we can credit Lil' Kim
same lyrics
too.
Like Nicki Minaj lyrics before he had like so much messages to pass out, like so many inspirational stuff, like the 90s is too young, like it was just like he just
the
giving
is still
like giving
print. Oh my god, that album,
giving the vibe, giving like it's touching life, like it was there, take you out of your
she's such an icon,
like take it on that cloud, like it was crazy. But now I don't like that. And for Ice Spice, like and for Ice Spice,
you deserve the round of laughter. You were laughing, I feel like you deserve it.
And for like Ice Spice, like I don't know what she sings, like
I don't think she does anything.
Like she just shakes boom boom.
She does, she's always like show him my panty or whatever she's saying. She's like, I'm at the deli, show him my panty, and it's like, girl.
And
like fine, but like,
and she has like a line in her song. I can't remember the song like I'm referring to like right now, but most of her song has like one line. That line is all she says from beginning to the end.
Yeah,
it's so like no message, nothing. I don't like songs like that.
No, me either. That reminds me of like Little Pump or whatever his name is there. Lil Pump, is that what his name is?
No, I don't know him.
I'm glad you don't know him because we don't know him. But yeah, I'm Nicki Minaj. She's
an icon. She's awesome, dude.
She's touring next year. And I think we should go see her.
I wish like bring most of her like old songs to the tour. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. So I don't know about you, Chioma, but I think that we should give away some concert tickets on the podcast. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
It just so happens that we have a couple of floor seat tickets for the upcoming Sam Smith concert in Montreal, Quebec.
Yeah.
That is taking place on August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
That's in about 12 days. So in order to enter the contest to win these amazing tickets to see Sam Smith on his concert tour, you can go ahead and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen. You need to screenshot proof of you subscribing and go ahead and send that to us at our Instagram. And while you're over at our Instagram, you're going to follow, and that's the last step. Actually, the last step is for you to DM us that screenshot. But yeah, for the full list of rules and just more information, you can check it out on our Instagram. That's empty.thoughtspod. The contest ends August 7th, and the draw will go at 5 p.m. So I'm saying we'll probably take subscriptions until 4:50 p.m. the day of. Yeah, go ahead and subscribe and tell your friends and share, and you can score some amazing tickets. I mean, I think people are sleeping on Sam Smith. Like, he's having like a massive year. Unholy was a massive song last year.
Yeah.
Well into this year.
Yeah.
He has tons of hits. I think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good opportunity to finish out your summer on like a high note. If you want to win some tickets, go ahead and do that. Chioma, I'm gonna let you sign us out tonight. So before I let Chioma sign us out, I'm just gonna let you know that we have a Carly Rae Jepsen playlist over on our Apple podcast page, or sorry, our Apple music playlist page. So you can just find that in our Instagram bio. We also have the Empty Thoughts Pod playlist, which is just things we listen to every week, and that's great as well. Go ahead and subscribe, all that fun stuff. Chioma, take us away.
Hi guys. So we're gonna go now. I hope y'all have a great rest of your day, and happy new month. Bye.
Bye.